Today is Pentecost Sunday in the life of the church, one of the high holy days of the church, a day where we celebrate the gift of the Spirit to all of the church. St. Paul says that we are the first fruits of the Spirit, meaning those immediately after the death of Jesus Christ. They were the first fruits of the Spirit of God working in the world in a powerful way. And we are fruit of that same Spirit working in the world today. Last night, pouring down rain, Jane comes in and says, Abby, our horse, who just had a foal, says she's eating all of the little green peaches off of the neighbor's tree. Because of the flood, we put her in the neighbor's yard, and he didn't care about really any of the trees that were back there except the fruit trees, and now my horse is eating all of these peaches, these little green peaches off of the tree. And she says, I wonder if it'll make her sick. I wonder if that'll hurt the colt. I said, I don't know, but I think I'd keep her away from the peaches. In other words, a peach tree is going to bear fruit. I mean, it doesn't know who's going to eat them, whether it's a human or a horse. It just does what it's created to do. It bears fruit if they don't get all snatched up while they're little. And Paul was saying that those who believe in Jesus Christ bear fruit. And through the Spirit, that they were the first fruit of this new exciting thing called the church. This good news to the world. And generation after generation after generation for 2,000 years, that tree of life is still bearing fruit. God is active. God is here. God is doing things. God is speaking to us today, every day. If we have, as Jesus said, quoting from the Old Testament, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the minds to understand. But you know, I think a lot of people in the church kind of think that God really only did his big speaking during biblical times. But that's not true. God is always speaking. If the church is the church, if we are the fruit of that wonderful Spirit sent by our Lord Jesus after his death and resurrection to bear witness to him, to lead us into all truth, then God is speaking to us today. Do we hear him speak? Are we like the Detroit auto worker who heard God speaking and said, I want you to do something with this money I give you. You've got a good job. I've blessed you. I want you to do something good with that. And this factory worker, over the years, has given away several hundred thousand dollars to those who are in need because he heard the Spirit speaking. A 13-year-old boy got concerned about world hunger a few years ago as his class was studying world geography. He realized how people in the third nations, particularly Africa, were starving, how children were not living to be 13 years of age because they were dying of hunger. And he heard God's Spirit speak to him. And he did something about it. He started organizing his fellow students to raise money and send it to Africa to feed the hungry. And that 13-year-old is now a 17-year-old and leads an international relief organization that reaches out to hungry and starving children in Africa because a 13-year-old boy heard the Spirit of God speaking in his life. This was Lori's first year at conference. Pretty interesting, huh? Her first year was during elections, which makes it even more of what it is. It makes it more difficult for me. But I was telling her that it's for me, kind of counter-inspirational. You know, when I go there and deal with all of the meeting part, the politic part, those people who just love to hear themselves talk, so they got to get up in front of a microphone and drag a day's worth of stuff into 4 days because they all want to be heard and seen. I come back really inspired because what I'm doing is really important. Now, there's some great worship and there's some great music, and we heard some wonderful speakers this week. But you see, God speaks in our everyday lives. I was reminded of that when I talked to one of the people as we were walking over to the executive session. I mean, sometimes it just takes years for people to find out what's going on. So somebody came up to me and said, "Now, are you still counseling full time?" And I said, "No, 2.5, almost 3 years ago, I went back into the pastoral ministry." And they went, And I said, "Yeah, it was pretty much a surprise to me too. But I heard God speaking." Hey, Calvin's not here. I scared him last fall when I told him, you know, I don't know that I intend for us to have a pledge campaign again in the church. And he says, "Well, you know, it looks like the budget's going up. And, you know, the last one was pretty successful. And that worries me a little bit to think we're not going to have a pledge campaign." But, you know, I read an article that said that, you know, maybe pledge campaigns keep people from giving. Of course, I've noticed that it's a lot easier for people to sign something on a pledge card and say, "I'll give this much," than it is for them to actually do it anyway. But the article said, what's important is for people to become generous givers, to be generous people in their whole lives, not just in their financial giving, but become generous people because God gave us so much in Christ Jesus. And in that article, I heard God speak. And I can say to you, since we've been in the black over 2 months, which is a wonderful thing for the life of this church, that I believe you're becoming more and more generous people. That's what God wants to do for us. God is speaking to us. Do you hear Him? A woman was very concerned about abortion. And she got all revved up about this, got her husband involved, and they used to go down and picket in front of abortion clinics. And she felt like she was serving God by doing that. And then one day, she heard God speaking to her. She heard the Spirit speaking. And it says, if you really care about women who get abortions, why don't you do something about unwed mothers? And this woman and her husband, whose children were now grown, opened up their home so they could take in 6 unwed mothers. Instead of just being against something, she became for something because she heard God speaking to her. God didn't just speak in biblical times. He just didn't speak to Isaiah and to Amos and to James and John and Paul. God is speaking today. The Spirit moves in us. What is God trying to tell you? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit speaking to you, calling you to something special? That wonderful Holy Spirit is given to us to direct our lives, to direct us towards fulfillment, to what God called us to be. I believe God called me to be here. Sometimes I wonder about that, but I believe God called me to be here at St. Matthew's. What is God calling out to you? That Holy Spirit does so many things. It gives us hope because the voice of God is always calling. And sometimes when we don't know how to put things into words, St. Paul said in this Romans passage, the Spirit speaks with sighs and groans when we don't even know the words to pray. The Spirit prays for us. God has given us so much. God is just as alive now as He was in the days when Jesus walked this earth. God is just as vocal now as He was in the Old and New Testament. If we only have the eyes to see Him, the ears to hear Him, the minds to understand, the Spirit is moving among us. God is still speaking today. Do you hear what He's saying to you? How does He call you? What great things does He want to do through you? Let us pray. Gracious Father, maybe we've given up on the idea that You speak just as clearly today to people as You did in biblical times. Or maybe we're just so busy and distracted, we don't hear You. Maybe there's too much interference with all that is coming in to our ears and eyes and mind, that we're just not picking up on the message. But as we celebrate the birth of the church through the power of the Holy Spirit, may we celebrate the fact that You speak to us today. May we hear You. May we have hope. May we be inspired by what You have to say for us, that we might know our destiny, our purpose, and the things that will excite us about life as we listen and You speak. Prepare us to hear Your message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.